Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Imperial and Mexicali Valley. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt. My co-host, Scott Dudley, is MIA today, so hopefully he'll be back next week. But today we have a really good show. We have staff from the Youth and Young Adult Programs, which is the YAYA. We have Joanna Pinedo, who is a mental health counselor, and Brian Phillips, who is a mental health rehab tech. And today we're going to talk about the LGBT youth engagement services or program.
I think it's just engagement.
Engagement. Okay, so let's start. So why this LGBT youth engagement? Why has that come about?
I think what we've seen is an increase in LGBTQ youth in the Valley that need services. Mm-hmm. What we're noticing, especially those of us that work in the school setting, there's a lot of youth who don't know about us. And there's still a lot of stigma around those words, LGBTQ youth. Mm-hmm. So as a division, we've identified that there's a need to penetrate this group of our constituents, and we're trying to be more gay affirmative, mm-hmm. Which would include being gay informed. So that's what we're doing as a division.
As a division, as a whole, mm-hmm. everyone, from clerical to
Rehab,
you know, mental health rehab techs, clinicians,
everywhere.
Okay, so what are efforts are you doing, or how is this different than other programs or other divisions?
Well, me and Brian are actually part of the LGBT community that we have for the youth and young adults in YAYA. Mm-hmm. So some of the steps that we have made is we meet monthly. And we make sure that we are making efforts to make the LGBTQ youth feel more welcomed, mm-hmm. and we're engaging them more. Just because as much as, you know, there's a lot of stigma around mental health, there's a lot of stigma also about LGBTQ youth. So we go and make steps from anywhere from making the office more friendly, like having the safe zone stickers and posters posted, and when you walk into the office, making sure we educate staff. We do the, as an organization, we do the cultural competency. So we educate the staff on, you know, asking for pronouns, asking for names they prefer to be called.
Ask them, right? Mm-hmm. We ask them, how do you want to be identified?
What name do you prefer? Taking those little steps can mean a lot of a difference. Also, we have the gender-neutral bathrooms now.
Yeah, I think county mm-hmm. started doing that. Mm-hmm. I did go to this conference last year, and the speaker was so great, and it was on the LGBTQ. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's when they go to trainings, when I don't know how. It's like he and she didn't identify, you know, it's just both binary.
So his pronouns were they, them?
They, them, uh-huh.
They, them.
So they, them, you know, going to a training to a facility that only had the male and the female bathroom, you know, just didn't know, it was uncomfortable. Even mm-hmm. for them, it was just uncomfortable which one to go to because, you know, it just having that gender neutral mm-hmm. made them feel comfortable. So I'm glad that our county is doing that. When there's a bathroom that both can use, it's gender neutral.
And I think that's really important because one thing that we as an organization mm-hmm. have done, but I know it was really spearheaded by YAYA, was we actually just, today's the last day of a third two-day training with Dr. Leanne Gray, mm-hmm. who came down and talked to all levels, mm-hmm. clerical, clinical, there was management in the program, and was just making us more aware and culturally competent regarding LGBTQ issues. And I know that was one big thing that they touched on, was the pronouns. So it's asking, whenever I meet with my clients for the first time, I can read their intake and all of that great stuff and get a good idea of what's going on. But when I meet with them, one question that I always ask them, whether they've been in services for 5 years or this is their first time, is what's your preferred name and what are your pronouns?
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.